Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
What's going on there, folks? Joey.
What's new, man?
How are you? Samir,
how
are you doing?
From last week's two-hour special?
Yeah, so it was a success.
Yeah, you got a lot of feedback?
A lot of great feedback. People loved it. They loved the selections.
Did you send it to Luke?
That you and I don't think so. I mean, I tagged them a million times.
Yeah.
But
you could send him an email.
The best thing I could. Robert, he's, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, what I love is that people were saying they loved our selections, our choices.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, so that's the fan base. We all like the same stuff.
That's right. So, but we did forget a couple of. Well, there's a lot of stuff that we could have played. We could have gone.
Of course.
You know, right. But I got
9 hours worth and played every album in its entirety.
You had mentioned about Falling in Between, that weird album.
Right, which they had trouble with that Italian producer,
right.
Record label.
Right.
Sabatino something or other.
Right. That's interesting, isn't
worth mentioning.
There was a lawsuit.
They lost.
They lost.
It's total lost.
Whoa.
You know, contract's a contract. I guess they signed something. I'm assuming that it was like a Sony subsidiary of some kind. I mean, how could Sony have let them out
and then brought them back in?
It's not really on a Sony label.
Well, it's not because
Frontiers
not,
is the label.
It would have been in the All In thing, Joe, and it's not.
Well, that was because that. Oh, you're right. If it was Sony involved, it could have been in the All In.
It's not. So
it's not. So I don't know. I guess they let them go and then they re-signed them, or I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's interesting about that lawsuit. But hey, so finally. Finally, folks, I got to share this with you. I finally, because I'm not much of a reader, but I do like to, you know, I mean, I wanted to hear the Steve Lukather, the gospel according to Luke.
Oh, his autobiography.
But I love the fact that he reads it to you.
You can get the audiobook, right? Right.
So I started there. And let me tell you, from very humble beginnings, I'm into like chapter 10. But it's really, really interesting how the similarities, Joe, of how when we started as musicians, you know, he did the same thing, the local bands and all.
Oh, who doesn't start like that?
Yeah, the only thing that we didn't have, of course, here in, you know, in our humble Jersey at that time, of course, we had the city 3 miles away. And that came in afterwards, you know that.
Right.
The people that I met afterwards and all that. But still, like, for example, when I met George Benson's keyboard player, Jorge Dalto.
Okay.
May he rest in peace. That died of cancer. That guy fell in love with me. Remember, he wanted to do something.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, but there was such similarities. We had the local bands and all that. But I wanted to tell you, the only thing we didn't have the Precaro brothers.
Right. Swoop in.
Woo.
And discover you.
And David Page and Jeff Precaro were like the hottest thing when they came out of high school.
High school, yeah. They were in high school together.
They were already playing with Sonny and Cher. They were the hot studio.
I know. Hungate, right. I remember Hungate being, they knew Hungate from Sonny and Cher.
Right.
They were on that Sonny and Cher show, which was like 72, 73.
Right. So in other words, folks, they were very connected.
Sure. Well, it was a network there. And it was a different time. It was a smaller network.
Yeah, so.
You're talking about him coming up the way we came up.
Yeah,
and
we didn't
were
have
saying
that,
too,
Joe.
That's how you did it.
We didn't
but
have that.
Now, not really. Now it's like you get a YouTube video.
You become famous
without a garage band.
Right. It's different.
It's different
it's
now.
It's so different.
It's its own way, but it's different.
But I'm really looking forward to it. I love it. I really feel I'm a heavy connection now with Steve, man. It's so interesting where he comes from. And I'm just loving it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it, too.
It's great.
Got it on Audible.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get it, too.
It's really good, man. It's great. And he's reading it.
Yeah, like, I want to hear him. I want to hear it in his voice.
How did he do that? He had to read every page?
Yeah, every page. You can hear. I hear a lot of the edits, though.
Yeah, there's edits, of course.
He finishes a thought with a completely different tone in his voice. So it's funny. Kind of like we do here at the Yacht Rock Show.
All right,
let's get started with another remix.
Oh, yeah. So here's one that was crying. This needed it. I'm talking about Herb Alpert's Rise. And to hear the Reflex again has...
What do you mean
you know,
it needed it?
It needed it.
It needed a refresh? It needed a reboot. Right.
As
okay.
far as I was concerned.
A lot of those
And here
tunes.
It is, man. The Reflex has stepped up to the plate again.
Yeah.
And he did mention he replaced the claps and the drum.
Well, the claps were done like by some primitive drum machine, and they were
they were live.
And they were live? Oh, my God.
Sloppy.
Horribly recorded.
Sloppy.
Horribly, yeah.
Horribly. So I'm not going to play the full thing. If you want to hear it, folks, check it out. Look for it. It's like 10 minutes long. Great stuff. But I'm playing like almost 6 minutes of it. Okay, and you get the good gist of it. So we're starting off with that, and then we're going to go into some beautiful staples, right,
Joe? Yeah, yeah. We want to do a lot of the stuff you haven't heard in a while that you think are yacht rock, like reminiscing.
Yeah.
We got some Al Jarreau.
Photoglow.
Photoglow we'll do right after this one.
All right, here it is, folks. Check it out.
Al Stewart.
And right now we're doing...
Little River Band.
Hey, Fro. Right now we're doing Herb Alpert, right?
We said that already.
No, we didn't. The Rise. Here we go. The Rise.
You can kill that.
Not Rise.
It's The Rise?
Thank you. cry, 'cause I was not in love with you. Oh, but now that we have parted, I just can't get started. I'm just a fool.
Glow.
And that qualifies because it has the word fool in it.
Yeah. That is certified yacht, by the way. And not just because.
Just because it has the word fool?
Nah.
Anything with the word fool.
Well, I'm sure
apparently.
That does help. Yeah.
That helps.
Does,
I don't know why that helps. I guess because the number one yacht rock song is What a Fool Believes.
You know, they're done, those guys. They're done with that. Right?
Yeah, doing the rating and all.
So it's up to us now.
Well, I've got maybe. I mean, unless SiriusXM wants to take
it's
it over.
It's up to me now. Me and you here, whatever. So, all right. So here's a great one. You're going to love this. This is a Jay Graydon killer production with, you know, everybody's on it, too. And this is Dionne Warwick doing the Earth, Wind, and Fire,
right.
Can't Hide
Didn't
Love.
Did we play that like a week ago,
two weeks ago? Oh, God, we played this a while ago.
All right.
Yeah. All right, here it is, folks. Check it out.
But God forbid, I want to play something that we played maybe a month ago. No, we just played that. We can't play that. So here it is, Dionne Warwick that you heard 10 minutes ago.
In fact, if you want to look when we played this, I know exactly when we played it. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
All right, here it is.
I bet.
Tuned in to The Smooth. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast and worldwide. This is The Yacht Rock Show.
On your head, no, no,
don't do it,
don't do it, don't do the crime if you can't do the time, yeah,
don't do it,
and keep your eye on the sparrow.
It's Yacht Rock. We're playing the hits just for you. It's soft rock. The greatest hits on this big blue. Oh, we play the songs they don't play anymore. The tunes you love, old school and so much more. You'll hear 70s
and 80s. 70s
and 80s. So tune in and you'll hear
Matt
it.
Check
us out anytime, any place, anywhere. It's Yacht Rock. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Hi, this is Corey Larius.
Hi, this is Dave Jenkins
from Pablo Cruz with your host, Eddie Gans.
We're playing the biggest hits of the 70s and 80s just for you.
Next up, Cool Love.
Room full of faceless strangers. Here I am again. Well, suddenly my eyes meet yours. Looks like I found a friend. Warms up as the night wears on. We're both feeling good. We're gonna take it to the end this time. We're gonna find out.
Yeah. is Al Stewart. You're listening to the best yacht rock of the 70s and 80s. Next up, Time Passages.
Is changing now, you're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something and the music's loud. A girl comes towards you, you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone in those time passages. I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages.
Last train home tonight.
Boy, Al Stewart sounded like he was having a grand old time when he recorded that.
Well, remember,
time passes.
He was probably
he was probably
at Peter Beckett's
studio. Peter Beckett's
place,
because I think you hear him in the background on our like our.
Oh, by the way, let's congratulate. We should congratulate Peter Beckett on getting a recent award.
What award is that?
You know, one of those musicians recognition awards, right?
Songwriting. Oh, okay. Maybe from ASCAP or something like that?
I think it was Baby Come Back. So
of course.
Yeah. So it's funny because, you know, him and Ron Moss, we've touched on this before.
Yeah, they
It's brutal.
Is it brutal? I thought it was like just maybe they don't speak.
Oh, it's brutal.
But they actually go at each other's throats.
It's brutal because Ron Moss can't stand the fact that when they say that he's the voice of player, but he was.
Why, did Ron Moss sing any lead?
I don't think he did.
So what is he worried about?
I know. Well,
he's got a nice career in the soap opera field.
Oh, come on. He's huge in Italy and tremendous actor, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say tremendous actor.
All right. So we're moving on. What's next?
No, we'll be right back after this.
Oh, we'll be right back.
Hello, Yacht Rockers. Have you had the pleasure? You're tuned in to The Smooth. This is the Yacht Rock Show. It's the greatest yacht rock from coast to coast. Drop it like it's yacht. Oh yeah, it's yacht rock. Let's get yacht rocking. The Yacht Rock Show. Connect with us and find the Yacht Rock Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And contact us at yachtrockshow@gmail.com. The Yacht Rock Show is a podcast. You listen when you want. Look under podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and Pandora Music. Now, back to The Smooth.
Girl, it's been a while. Guess you'll be glad to know that I've learned how to laugh and smile. Getting over you was slow. They say old lovers can be good friends, but I never thought I'd really see. Satisfies your mind, tells you all of his dreams. I know how much that means to you. I realize that I was blind just when I thought I was over you. I see your face and it just ain't. Just ain't true. I go crazy when I look in your eyes. I still go crazy. That old flame comes alive. It starts burning inside, way deep down inside. When I look in your eyes, I go crazy.
Hi, you guys. I'm Al Jarreau. And you're listening to
the Yacht Rock Radio Show.
Graydon,
there he is on
stamp,
guitar, I think.
Right?
That's the stamp, yeah. Whether it's his guitar or his production value, you know he's definitely...
Funny story.
That's his writing style back then. You could hear Jay Graydon all over that.
Absolutely. Funny story, Joe, with Jay Graydon and Lucas, they're doing the session.
Oh, yeah?
They were making
from the book?
They were at the studio, and they were recording something for somebody. I don't know. I forget who it was, but they were all in there. And Jay Graydon had to get to another session.
Mm-hmm.
So they started busting his balls, and they started, like, throwing stuff at the guitar and stuff like that.
he did get done quick.
And at one point, Steve Lukather had walked away, and Jay Graydon was, like, bending down, looking like that. And all of a sudden, when he looks like that, he sees
his ass.
Lukather's ass right in his face. Like that. He said he could see the handballs, everything. It was like crazy shit. They did create a lot of that crazy. That's a lot of fun, man.
Right, yeah, the studio. We know the studio scene. We love stuff like antics like that in the studio.
Yeah, we did that too.
That's why I still, to this day, my favorite is being a studio player.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just all the antics that go on behind the scenes. They say, you know, part of being a like called back on sessions is your demeanor with the rest of the guys. If you can hang, that's like 90% of it. I mean, of course you got to play. But if you can do the hang, if you can hang with that scene,
of course,
you'll be welcome back, man. If you're funny, if you're easy to work with.
Listen to this one. He was at another great story. Jimmy Page. They went to see Jimmy Page.
Really?
Luke and Eddie Van Halen. So as they're walking in, Jimmy Page looks over and he says, and he points at that, and he said, it's got to be for Eddie. No, and he pointed at
Luke. To Luke, really?
And he said, hey, come over here. I want to talk to you. And he says, man, that
who's that guy with you? He with said, that striped guitar.
No, he said, you know, you shouldn't be like embarrassed or anything about that. You were a studio session. I said, on the contrary.
No, I envy that myself.
Yeah, he said, I've done it myself. And then he said, Luke was like, really? He said, can I say that you said? He said, absolutely. And see? So, you know, these critics.
Grass
back
is always
then,
greener, man.
Remember those critics back then, these idiots that would.
Toto was just a studio band,
I remember,
the session players.
Let me share something with you guys. Do you remember when we did that showcase? You didn't play, but what's his name played?
Alex.
Alex played in that. Remember that? And SIR in New York that we did? For all the execs with Chuck Jackson.
Right, yeah.
Well, what a compliment we got. Do you remember the compliment that we got?
What, that it sounds like they put together session musicians?
The people from Columbia that came to hear our band, my band, that we were with George or whatever, they said, you guys are great, but we don't need another Toto. I will never forget that. That's a compliment.
That's quite a compliment.
Quite a compliment to this day, you know? Wow. So, yeah. So, all right.
So, speaking of more Toto.
Speaking of more Toto, I like this song. There's two songs from that album. The album is good. It's just the other stuff.
This is the Falling In Between album?
Yeah. I think it's good, man. I think the album's...
Frontiers release, which...
I like it. I think it's good. But
which I wouldn't buy anybody because I don't think they're making any money on it.
These are my favorites right here. This one is my Bottom of Your Soul. I think this is a masterpiece. Check this out.
It's not like they didn't play well.
From
it's
Falling
just that it was
In
a
Between.
Bad circumstance.
Absolutely. Here it is. From Falling In Between, this is the Bottom of Your Soul.
There's no other way. Oh, there's no other way. from the top of your heart to the bottom of your soul.
Late line till the sun. foot of Mount Belzoni.
Hi, this is Christopher Cross.
Show me what you brought me, silk and nothing more. Let the light discover you as the ribbons hit the floor. Fall into the pillows, let me watch you play, sharing all your secrets, take my breath away. Learn you like a blind man, taste you soft and deep, slow and gentle torture, pray the Lord your soul to keep. Take the night inside you, let the fires dance, planets spin their fortunes, lost inside our trance. In a red room where love takes no prisoners, ancient ballets of shadow perform. Here we lie in this sweet saturnalia, here we will ride out the storm. On and on, passion plays Packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
Left me just when I needed you most.
Now most every morning I stare out the window and I think about where you might be. I've
Did you hear that? Wow, it's so smooth. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Oh, by the way, this next one is extra smooth just for you.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. Imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to unwind. Ooh, crazy love. Ah,
the stars in a summer sky that fall without a sound, and then pretend that you can't hear these teardrops coming down. It happens all the time, this crazy love of mine wraps around my
you didn't know, that's Poco. Because I didn't think Eddie knew who that was.
You're good. All right, so I guess we've come to another.
Let's play that one more. We'll say goodbye, and then we'll let you guys have that one last Loggins tune, right?
Yeah,
you got that
from
Kenny Loggins
Vox Humana. Great album, 1985, recorded in 84, released in 85. A lot of great people, produced by Dave Foster. The usual suspects.
Yeah, of course, Toto guys and everything.
Yep. Love will follow. So hope you guys enjoyed this beautiful hour. A little more than now.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
We'll see you next week.
And maybe we'll catch you, by the way, maybe you can catch us on the Facebook page of the Yacht Rock Show, where Joe and I may come on live at the diner just to talk about the
show. Do a recap?
A little recap.
We'll
All right, folks.
If I can do my hair right.
Oh, your hair looks good. All right, guys. Later. Ciao.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.